Hi, this is Alison Thompson, and welcome to Conversations with Authors. My guest today is John Shea, author of Building Authority Relationships Through Online Marketing. John has some good advice on how to use Amazon's algorithm to promote your book, and he also talks about a useful tool he used for preparing his book ready for Kindle. Hi, John. Thanks for joining me today.
Yeah, no problem. Thanks for having me.
Yeah, you're very welcome. So you've written your first book, Building Authority Relationships Through Online Marketing. What inspired you to write it?
Sure. So originally what I did was I actually made like a PDF ebook, and I launched it as sort of a product on one of the popular internet marketing forums. And it was more of, I put it out there for something like $7. It didn't really do so well. And I thought to myself, you know, all these people are raving about Kindle books. So why don't I do a Kindle book and do kind of like the typical $2.99 price point. You know, a lot of people do $3 or under. And then I know Kindle has promotional material. I could, you know, promote it for free through like the Kindle platform. It gave me an opportunity to spend more time and actually put more into the writing and kind of spruce it up a little bit more, add more content to it.
Oh, cool. So it was out as a PDF first, and then now it's out as a Kindle book.
Exactly.
So what did you learn during the writing process?
Sure. So one of the biggest things I found was, obviously getting some help with editing. There was a fan that followed my podcast that I have who helped me sort of go through it and fix spelling and grammar and things like that that maybe I otherwise wouldn't have caught myself. So that was something that was, you know, just nice to have. Getting a few people to chime in on like a Google document, and just you can leave comments, obviously, in Google documents. So we did that, and I shared it with like three or four people, and they could all add like their own notes, and I could make changes as I went along. So that was really helpful, something I didn't do originally. And then another big thing that I did was, I forget the exact name of it. I think it's called Papyrus Editor. It's a website that allows you to actually just write the book inside this editing tool right online on a website. And when you're done, it will automatically categorize all the different chapters and then export it into a Kindle-friendly format.
Ah, what's that called? Papyrus Editor?
I think so. Let me do a search really quick. There were different names of the tool. Yeah, I think that's the one.
Yeah, okay. I've not come across that before. That sounds like something worth looking at. So I know you've published the book by Kindle. Were there any sort of advantages and disadvantages to doing it that way rather than the PDF that you originally did, or rather than maybe putting it out as a paperback book?
Sure. So obviously doing the paperback stuff, I never even really looked into that. That was just kind of a little bit more advanced, I would imagine, just kind of having that done and finding someone who could do it properly. Obviously, I sort of self-published everything myself. I didn't have like all, you know, this huge team of people to help me sort of publish the book. I guess the biggest advantage was Amazon has its own sort of like algorithm for search. So if someone, you know, were to go look for like building relationships or something, or building authority relationships, I mean, I don't know how many people are going to search for that, but my book would probably show up, so I can target keywords a little bit better. The audience might be a lot better on a, you know, obviously on Kindle, there's people there that are looking to read books and learn. Whereas I just launched it on an internet marketing forum, and most of the people there are kind of looking for courses and things where they can make some money. And my book was more about kind of stories and things that all lined into what I've been doing the last few years.
So it was a different audience that you were able to find through publishing in Kindle rather than the PDF book.
Yeah, pretty much.
Okay, yeah. Lots of people find that once they've published a book, things start changing for them, or it kind of opens up new opportunities. So has anything like that happened since you published your book?
I mean, I haven't seen anything crazy come of it. I did, you know, obviously a few people that follow me on my podcast did go and leave reviews, and it's been positive. I think one of the fun parts to it was that I mentioned a lot of people in the book, and I was able to sort of let them know that I've mentioned them, and that maybe drove some extra downloads to it. I wasn't really sure what to expect with it. It hasn't been, you know, like a huge money maker or anything like that, but I thought it was more just fun to write. And, the biggest thing was talking about all these different people that I've met that have sort of helped me along my journey, I guess you could say.
Mm, You mentioned earlier about the Amazon algorithm and about your book coming up if people are searching for, say, building authority relationships. So with the title, were you kind of quite focused on the keywords that you wanted to include in there?
Yeah, I mean, it wasn't like I don't expect people to necessarily type like, build authority relationship. But I know that if someone were to look for that, it will work. I mean, I didn't really create the title based on so much what people are looking for, but more of what the book is actually about.
Right, yeah, so it says what it does.
Exactly, yeah.
Right. So what lessons or tips could you pass along to anyone listening to this who's thinking that they've got an idea for a book?
I would definitely check out that editor I mentioned because that was a big lifesaver for sort of editing. They also allow you to – I've never used it, but if you go to their website, I just found it. It's papyruseditor.com, Papyrus Editor. And they allow you to sell via a platform called Gumroad, which I think is like a sort of just like a sales page or selling platform. And they also let you do cover designs and – export to, you know, like the Kindle and PDF format. They allow you to create easily chapters, things like that, so you can sort of organize the book.
That sounds like a really useful tool.
Yeah, it kind of put like a little bit more of a professional edge on it, and that was the biggest thing that I found was helpful during the whole process.
Right, yeah. So what else would you recommend other aspiring authors do?
I know the cover can be pretty big on Kindle. You can go on a website called Fiverr. I'm sure you've heard of Fiverr. Most people, so a lot of people these days haven't heard of it, but it is becoming a lot bigger these days.
Yeah.
And with Fiverr, you can outsource a lot of things like, you could have a cover designed, and that's what I did for $5. I had a cover designed. I could tell it was just a template. Someone probably picked a template out of some other tool and sort of filled in the blanks for me, but that's okay.
Fair enough.
And then beyond that was probably just making sure you utilize, if you're going to publish on Kindle, there's a 3-day time. I think it's actually 4-day time frame. You can choose, how many days you want to promote the book for free. So I think what I did was I did 3 days and I saved an additional day for maybe a different promotional period.
Yeah.
And during that time, I went out to all the Facebook groups that I'm in. I went on Fiverr and I found someone who actually will post your book to a bunch of like free book resources, really just to get as much promotional out there as I could. I posted on forums, letting people know that, hey, the book is free today, and literally everyone can go and grab it. And if enough people download it for free, I believe that can actually make the book sort of skyrocket through the ranks. And
yeah.
If you can get it up high, then it's going to be, when that promotional period ends, it will still have a great rank. And when that's happening, you could start getting actual purchases because hopefully some of those people leave reviews. You've got the higher rank, so now you got better chances of making sales.
Yeah, no, it's a good strategy to use. I'm not sure how effective it is now. I think Amazon have changed things slightly, but if
it's
nothing
possible,
else, it gets it into their system, doesn't it? And once it's in the system, it starts showing up on the people who bought this also bought that, which is a good way to get sales from people that wouldn't come across it otherwise.
Yep.
So one book out. Have you got any writing plans for the future? Have you got any other books?
At the moment, I really haven't been. I've sort of actually changed a lot of my focus and what I've been doing. I was doing a lot of stuff with online marketing, and I've kind of I've actually been sort of doing a lot of e-commerce these days. So maybe potentially in the future, at the moment, I'm sort of thinking about creating maybe a course about some of the things I learn in regards to e-commerce.
Okay, so a course rather than a book.
Yeah, most likely.
Yeah, interesting area to cover, though. I think one that a lot of people are interested in but don't really know how to go about setting up. So,
yeah. Yep.
I'm sure it will be very successful.
Yeah, hopefully. I haven't really I'm kind of just trying to get the business started and spend some time there before I actually try to teach people. I'm making some money with it, but it's, it's just taking time.
Okay, then. Well, good luck with that. And thank you very much for chatting today about building authority relationships through online marketing.
No problem.
Thank you very much, John.
Thanks.
I hope you enjoyed my conversation with John. You can find his book, Building Authority Relationships Through Online Marketing, by searching for John Shea, that's S-H-E-A, on Amazon. You can also find out more about John on his website, www.voicesofmarketing.com. To hear more conversations with authors, visit www.theproofferry.com/conversations. I'm Alison Thompson, and I'll be back soon with another Conversations with Authors podcast. Bye for now.